News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, fresh air, birdsong and illegal rubbish. This is the unfortunate scene many of us are encountering on our 100 days of walking. Kildare Councillor Bill Clear says he's inundated with reports of fly tipping and the council aren't taking it lightly.
Recently, we've had a significant uptake in fly tipping. In the last 12 months, over 2,000 incidents of illegal dumping, which is about 40 a week, and they are very serious ones. Electrical items, cardboard, paper, mattresses, and they are destroying our scenic areas. Oh, it's terrible, and people are getting really angry. So what we're trying to do is using social media. We're using the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to highlight all these incidents of illegal dumping and see if people identify what it is. First of all, does anybody know I think this was such and such. I'd even go further at some stage and look and offer awards for this because it's so, so serious. Government needs to step up too. Their fines are not enough. They need to be increased substantially. And we need more on this to deter people, I know.
Okay. Independent TD and former Minister for the Environment, Dennis Nocton, joins me now to discuss this. Dennis, is Bill right? Could the government do more to deter illegal dumping?
Well, look, I think he is right in relation to it. There does need to be greater enforcement. When I was minister, we introduced for the first time drone technology in terms of getting evidence to secure prosecutions. And while the fines for prosecutions are quite substantial, the on-the-spot fines do need to be increased. There's also a need to look at the actual confiscation of vehicles. While legislation is there, it isn't actually being implemented. There is a need for clarity so that if someone is illegally dumping or fly tipping, that their vehicle can actually be impounded on them.
Okay, so much more stick, not just carrot. Currently, I know you mentioned the on-the-spot fines, but if someone is prosecuted, they can be fined for up to 5,000 euros. Is that enough in your view?
That would be on a summary conviction, but it can be up to 15 million going the full way through the court system. So it is quite significant there. The difficulty is securing a lot of those conviction. And there has been a determination by the Data Protection Commissioner recently concerning the use of CCTV cameras for litter enforcement. So it seems now that we do require a change in the law that would ensure that CCTV footage can actually be used to secure convictions. And this really needs to be exercised.
And is that the main thing? Because if we have fines of up to 15 million, clearly fines aren't the issue because that's a chunk of change. But yet we still have huge numbers of people fly tipping. So is it more dumps that we need? Is it better surveillance? What would make the difference?
No, I think clearly better surveillance is a key aspect of this. And that's why when we introduced the anti-dumping initiative, a key element of that was investing in CCTV cameras in drone technology. It's not a question of providing greater facilities. There are a lot of facilities around. If you look at it, some of the goods that are dumped are electrical goods. Now, they can be brought into any electrical outlet in the country. There is a return scheme there.
Do people not know that they're allowed to do that, though? Should an education campaign then be run to say, look, we've all these recycling centres, we have this scheme to bring back your old fridge, there's no reason for this?
Absolutely, and people pay for that every time they go in and buy a new fridge, you know, and that's clearly on their receipt that part of that is for the recycling charge. So when someone gets rid of an old fridge, they usually have purchased a new fridge and have already paid for the recycling of it.
Another Kildare councillor, Dennis, Mark Lee, has called for a multi-agency task force to combat illegal dumping, which would include bodies like Caoilte, the Gardaí, Waterways Ireland. Do we need something, I suppose, that overarching? Would that help?
Look, I think it probably would help. We did it before in terms of mobile and broadband coverage in our towns and cities, and it was quite successful. So yes, I think it would. But the key aspect here is we do need changes in the existing law in terms of clarifying the seizure of vehicles, in terms of increasing the on-the-spot fines and the use of CCTV footage. And I think that now is urgent, and I think people can see quite clearly the need for it. And it's not just, you know, fly tipping and illegal dumping. We also have a profound problem on our streets across this country in relation to dog fouling.
Oh, yeah.
And that really has to be addressed. you know, and people now are bringing out children because of the lockdown for walks, and to see the amount of dog fouling on our streets, people need to take a responsible approach to this as well.
I agree with you. So just to summarise, and I have one more question for you. Massive fines, confiscating vehicles and better use of surveillance. Just lastly, is GDPR working against us in terms of things like drone footage, CCTV? You know, GDPR was brought in to protect citizens' personal information, of course, but it does work against us in many instances of things like enforcing the law.
Look, first of all, littering is economic and environmental treason. And I think the privacy rights should not apply to anyone that is illegally dumping, full stop. GDPR hasn't been flagged as an issue up to now. It wasn't flagged as an issue with me as minister, but the Data Protection Commissioner has flagged issues in relation to the handling of this particular data, that the legislation doesn't okay. allow local authorities to do that. And that's where it needs to be clarified.
Independent TD and former Minister for the Environment, Dennis Nocton, thank you for that indeed.